President Bush has backed away from a promise to try to force the nation's electric power plants to emit less carbon dioxide, a key global warming gas. The shift occurs just days before three moderate Republican lawmakers were to introduce legislation requiring limits on carbon dioxide releases. Plants that burn coal and other fossil fuels produce enormous amounts of CO2, which build up in the atmosphere and gradually heighten the planet-warming greenhouse effect. Environmentalists with access to the Bush cabinet had been predicting that the president would move quickly and add CO2 to the list of pollutants regulated by the Environmental Protection Agency. But last-minute lobbying by global warming skeptics appears to have changed the president's mind. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Power plants across the country are already supposed to be limiting emissions of traditional pollutants like mercury and sulfur dioxide, but environmentalists have long argued that this is not enough. They've been urging the federal government to start limiting emissions of the leading non-traditional pollutant, carbon dioxide. Recently, EPA Administrator Christy Whitman was asked whether she supports this point of view. Her answer was a solid yes.
There is a real problem that we as a world face from global warming, and to the extent that introducing CO2 to the discussion is going to have an impact on global warming, that's an important step to take.
In a late February interview on CNN's Crossfire segment, Whitman said she favored a plan to start limiting the carbon dioxide produced by electric power plants. She also said this unprecedented CO2 restriction was central to a so-called multi-pollutant strategy favored by President Bush. Skeptics should reread a few of the president's campaign speeches, Whitman said.
Maybe they didn't listen closely enough, but he was very clear about that during the campaign. He talked about that during the campaign. He brought up the multi-pollutant strategy during the campaign.
Many environmentalists were surprised to hear that President Bush was considering a plan to push this strategy so early in his term. But he was, by all accounts. Whitman began pushing this proposal at the very first meeting of the Bush cabinet. So did Paul O'Neill, the Secretary of the Treasury. He gave the cabinet copies of a speech that compared the threat of global warming to the threat of nuclear war. Apparently, the president listened to these arguments and then said no. In an open letter mailed yesterday to a group of conservative Republican senators, Mr. Bush announced that he'd decided to abandon the carbon dioxide leg of his multi-pollutant strategy, in part because it would lead to what he called an even more dramatic shift from coal to natural gas for electric power generation and significantly higher electricity prices. The president added that his administration did not intend to try and classify carbon dioxide as a pollutant that could be regulated by the EPA without congressional approval. The president's apparent change of heart was a big victory for the coal industry and other companies that provide fuels that give off lots of carbon dioxide. Glenn Kelly, president of an industry trade group called the Global Climate Coalition, says the new restrictions would have meant more brownouts and more bankrupt power plants.
I think it would be a guaranteed recipe for introducing the types of problems that we've seen in California throughout the nation.
Global warming skeptics like Fred Smith of the Competitive Enterprise Institute were also overjoyed by the decision to dump what Smith called the Al Gore mindset on this issue. But environmentalists were livid. The Sierra Club's Carl Pope said the president had made a grave mistake that would haunt the nation's children. Others argued that this change endorsed what they described as the coal industry's medieval approach to the issue of global warming. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says President Bush remains concerned about the threat of global warming, but favors more research into the causes. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.